And now, for your listening pleasure.
I was thumbing through many articles I've read on sadness as a topic as we move into the day I talk about loss. I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive Live, Thrive Zone. And I do private consulting at my website, heal.me/Carol L. Sanek. So what I found was a poem written by Khalil Gibran from his book, The Prophet. It's called On Joy and Sorrow. The one thing I know we who grieve can agree on is that we have moments of deep sorrow, and crocheted into these moments are feelings of great joy. We all know we cannot escape sorrow, nor can we hide from joy. Both make our worlds richer and more textured. No matter what, we can have the same experience as someone else, and when we see this, we can feel better. I found another poem by Osho. Sadness gives depth. Happiness gives height. Sadness gives roots. Happiness gives branches. Both are needed, and the higher a tree goes, the deeper it goes. Simultaneously, it is always in proportion. That's its balance. Aren't those lovely words that you can wrap around your hearts on the day when sorrow binds you? It wasn't always proportionate for us. I know that our sorrows outweighed our joys. But over time, they did balance out, and this is a beautiful thing. What I'm saying is that it is perfectly okay to feel both emotions. And this is Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive Live, Thrive Zone. Thank you so much for living. Living? Yes, thank you so much for living. And thank you so much for listening. And that's a wrap.